In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is traditionally known as Good Friday Sunday because of our gospel reading, which is taken from the 10th chapter of St. John, in which Jesus compares himself to the shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. And it is also traditional on this day to speak about vocations to the priesthood and religious life. In these weeks after Easter, as we celebrate the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord, it is natural for us to reflect more deeply on what it means to lay down one's life. Certainly, the words can be taken literally. Jesus did, in fact, die for us, a death he freely accepted in obedience to his Father's will. And many of the saints have been martyred, some of them in horrible ways, as witnesses to the faith. And when we look at our own lives, we have to recognize the possibility of being martyred. And certainly in many places in the world, today in the Middle East, in parts of Asia and Africa, even in Europe and here in the United States, we hear increasingly of priests and missionaries and ordinary Christians being persecuted and killed for their faith. But I also think there is another way to understand what it means to lay down your life, and that is to dedicate yourself in response to God's call to the service of God and your fellow men and women, to sacrifice your own desires, even your own interests, in order to work for a good greater than your own personal good. Truly, this is a noble calling, and it is essential to the concept of the Good Shepherd. For if we are not willing to give our lives in the service of others, then, as the gospel tells us, we are no more than hired hands, working for a wage, but not for love. Of course, this concept of vocation applies not only to the priesthood and religious life as a brother or sister, but to any state of life to which our Lord is calling us, to be married or single, perhaps a consecrated virgin or widow or hermit. And that call is a matter for each one of us to discern within the context of our own life and our own prayers. But those of you who may have considered a call to the priesthood or religious life, to you I would like to share some words which Pope Benedict addressed to the young people of Great Britain when he arrived there in September of 2010 for the beatification of Cardinal Newman. "I urge you," the Holy Father said, "to lead lives worthy of our Lord and of yourselves. There are many temptations placed before us every day, drugs, money, sex, pornography, alcohol, which the world tells you will bring you happiness. Yet these things are destructive and divisive. There is only one thing that lasts, the love of Jesus Christ, personally, for each one of you. Search for him, know him, and love him, and he will set you free from slavery to the glittering but superficial existence frequently proposed by today's society. Put aside what is worthless and learn of your dignity as children of God. Jesus asks us to pray for vocations, and I pray that each and every one of you will come to know and love Jesus Christ. And through that encounter, that you will dedicate yourselves completely to God, and especially those of you who are called to priesthood and religious life. This is the challenge the Lord gives to you today. The church now belongs to you. May she never lack men and women who are willing to lay down their lives for the sheep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.